You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. A few weeks ago, IPR reported on the problems facing rural schools in northern Michigan before next fall. Now, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has provided a roadmap for them to reopen. But as Max Johnston reports, there's still a lot of uncertainty on what the next school year will look like.
Many schools were left in limbo while the state hammered out its budget and back-to-school plan. Now, a budget agreement has been reached, and the governor released her return-to-school roadmap. Here's Governor Gretchen Whitmer in a press conference announcing it.
The safety protocols detailed in the My Safe Schools roadmap includes guidance on the use of PPE, good hygiene, cleaning and disinfecting, spacing in classrooms, screening for symptoms, athletics, and more.
The roadmap is 63 pages long and has different requirements for schools based on how severe the pandemic is in their region. If COVID is still spreading and there isn't enough testing in your area, then classes will be entirely online. If cases are flat or declining, then kids go back to school. Overall, the roadmap has been well received. Marlon Cordes runs the Calivut, Norman, Dixon, and Bear Lake school districts near Manistee.
Until you have that blueprint, you just don't know how to proceed for sure. So I was very happy to see it come out, happy to see it was quite detailed.
What Cordes is still worried about is busing. His districts span well over 300 square miles, and he spends a lot of his funding on transportation. The roadmap has requirements for cleaning and social distancing on buses. It also has recommendations that districts stagger pickup times so they aren't packed. But Cordes says he doesn't have the staff or time to do all that.
You know, if we have 500 students and we have 350 of them that ride our bus, we just can't go with six buses and pick up 25 kids at a time and get them to school and make it work with our days and hours requirement.
Cordes says he was happy to see that the state is requiring most students and staff to wear masks. He says they've recently become a political topic.
That takes a lot of that out of our hands, and I know that for a lot of people that can be a controversial issue, so I was happy to see that decision was made for us.
Enforcing rules like that are a big concern for many districts. Justin Glusing is the superintendent of Crawford Ausable Schools. He's hiring people specifically to help them clean and enforce new guidelines.
Whether they be paraprofessionals or food service personnel or custodial staff.
But he says the roadmap doesn't have much guidance on hiring teachers. Glusing says he was ready to hire a couple strong candidates, but COVID put that on hold. And Glusing worries he won't be able to get those candidates back whenever things return to normal.
You almost feel like you missed your place in line and now you've got to go to the end of the line again.
Jessica Herrand runs Buckley Community Schools. She's also worried about enforcement. For example, the roadmap recommends that students don't share school supplies. But Herrand doesn't know what to do if those students don't listen.
I mean, we already struggle with vape pens in school, and there's at least some level of law enforcement backing behind that. You're certainly not going to have a law enforcement officer come in and say they were sharing crayons. I want you to do something about that.
Herrand's district has other concerns, too. The entire school district is housed in one building. She says a requirement to screen students for COVID symptoms before entering that building, that'll be tough.
Because our old safety measures, we've really funneled everybody through one entrance. So now we're thinking about, you know, how do we separate them a little more? Do we have them come in at different locations? Can we afford to screen people at different locations?
The state will provide an additional $250 million to schools to implement these changes. There's likely to be more federal money in the near future, too. That means Michigan schools should be decently funded for the immediate future. It's the next few years that are foggy. State Senator Wayne Schmidt is on the Senate's Education Budget Subcommittee.
We're still working on those details, trying to figure out how, again, what we're going to do for federal money. There are a number of things that are still up in the air. There are some bright spots in the economy. Of course, we've seen.
Schmidt says one option might be giving more money to local health departments to hire more people. He says that might help answer some of these questions for schools.
We're not talking thousands and thousands of employees, but rather one or two critical people. Maybe it's in outreach or another person or two to help with the school nurses and their staff. Just have some extra help and be a little bit sharper as they move forward.
In Traverse City, I'm Max Johnston.